Beis Hamidays. Ha'otsa nekev v'lul shol tanagolim, Rava m'mishambono, Shmuel m'mishamaka b'kantish. Ha'chogus Rav and Shmuel, let's say someone makes a hole v'lul shol tanagolim in the chicken coop. What are you chayef for? This is one of the three cases that Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas about. Are you chayef m'mishambono, m'mishamaka b'kantish? What's the case? So you're making a hole in the lul shol tanagolim. Why are you chayev mishimbona according to Rav? So the Gemara already fills us in a little bit that Rav holds it's dummy lebinyan. Dummy lebinyan. Avde lavira. You're making the hole for the avir. What does it mean for the avir? To get this smell of the tzoa out. To get the smell out. What's dummy lebinyan? Here's the Rashi. Dami lebinyan, the third to last lunch. Av lebinyan abatim osim mekavim ba'avir k'deka amar ba'avdi la'avira chorin v'chalonos. It's normal when you have a bias that you make holes in the walls. We don't call them holes; we call them windows. Right, so we make windows in batim. So the same thing here. The lul shel tanagolim needs a kind of window. It needs a hole. So nekev lul shel tanagolim. Rav says it's chayv mishum bonim. It makes a lot of sense. The real question is, what's the svar of Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say also the neke, also neke b'lul shel tanagolim is not chayim mishimbona, it's chayim mishimaka b'partish? So Tosfos tells us the following: lul shel tanagolim b'lochoshev leShmuel bona, omerim mishim b'lochoshev lahaypesach osu lahachnis ulahotzi. Shmuel says that also neke b'lul shel tanagolim is not chayim mishimbona because it's not osu lahachnis ulahotzi. The only pesach that you can be chayim mishimbona according to Shmuel is if it's osu lahachnis ulahotzi. The lul shel tanagolim, the neck of the lul shel tanagolim, is not asa lahachnas or lahotzi. So therefore, Shmuel says you're not chayim mishimbonim. Ad kan divrei ha-tesis. So this tesis is a pella. It's mamish a pella. If you look at the sugyas, you look at other tesis, it just doesn't fit. First of all, the Gemara later on, the Gemara in Kufman Vavam and Aleph, talks about the chiyah for asiyas pesach, and it connects it to the lul shel tanagolim. What does the Gemara say there? Amar Rabba, Dvar Torah kol Pesach sheno osu lahachnis ulahotzi eno Pesach. Min haTorah, you're not chayif for making a Pesach. That's not osu lahachnis ulahotzi. That's not a two-way street. It's not made to be machnis certain things, to bring in certain things, to be motzi other things. Min haTorah, that's not called a Pesach. V'Rabbanan u'degozer, but the Chacham made a gzeira, even if the Pesach is only lahachnis or lahotzi. It's an issa d'Rabbanan. V'shem lul shel tanagolim, a gzeira otu a lul shel tanagolim. D'ovid liyule avira v'lafuke havla. A lul shel tanagolim is osu lahachnis ulahotzi. It's osu lahachnis avira, air, to bring air in so the chicks can breathe. Lafuke havla, to take away the smell from the tzoa. So the lul shel tanagolim is osu lahachnis ulahotzi. Chazal made a gzera derabonan that it's osu to make a pesach even if it's only osu lahachnis or if it's only osu lahotzi. Gzera to lul shel tanagolim. So before we get to the lul shel tanagolim, what does this mean? Well, I need a gzera to lul shel tanagolim. Most psachim are lahachnis ulahotzi. Rabbi should say that Chazal made a gzera, even if the pesach is only osi lahachnis, or it's only osi lahotzi, a gzera to a pesach that is osi lahachnis ulahotzi, which min haTorah yichayev for. So Chazal should make a gzera if you only have one. It's like if you do an akira and rishos hayochid and a hanoch and rishos harabim, so that's a melacha derais of hotzah. Chazal, what goes if you do only an akira or only hanocha, that it's also awesome. So why here do we say, but a gzera to lul shel tanagolim? The nekeb lul shel tanagolim is also lahachnis lahotzi. So Chazal made a gzera. If you make a pesach that's only lahachnis or only lahotzi, it's still awesome. What kind of a strange lashon is that in Rabbah? I think the answer is that the lul shel tanagolim is a special kind of a pesach. The lahachnis or lahotzi is not the same item. It's osi lahachnis avira, but lahotzi recha, right? Lahotzi havla. It's not osi lahachnis or lahotzi the same item. So the chiddush is that Chazal will go there. Just like by the lul shel tanagolim in haTorah, it's osi to make that pesach, even though the lahachnis or lahotzi are not the same. So al zegzera to such a case that you might come to make that pesach. If we allow you to make a pesach that's only osi lahachnis or only osi lahotzi, you'll say the reason is because it's not lahachnis or lahotzi the same item. So you'll think that the pesach of the lul shel tanagolim is also mutter to make. That's why Chazal had to be gozer. It's not a gzeira that because if you make a neked, you make a pesach, that's also lachnas ulahotzi min haTorah, that's also. So if a Chazal made a gzeira, even if it's only also lahachnas or only also ulahotzi. No, it's that the neked below Shaltana Golem is not also lahachnas ulahotzi ke'echod or dover echod. It's different things. It's machnas avira, it's motzi havla. So if we allow you to make a pesach that's only also lahachnas or only also lahotzi, you might think that the neked below Shaltana Golem is also only like a one-way pesach, because it's not two ways in the sense that it's not machnas and motzi the same item. That's why Chazal made the gzeira. The reality is neked below Shaltana Golem in HaTorah is an iser, you chayv if you make that kind of a pesach, even though it's not machnas and motzi the same item. So to prevent you from having the mistake, Chazal said even if you're making a pesach that's only osi lahachnas or only osi lahotzi, it's still going to be osi. But what do you see clearly from Rabbah? That the neked below Shaltana Golem is osi lahachnas ulahotzi. It's osi lahachnas avira and lahotzi havla. How can Taisa say that Shmuel holds that osi neked below Shaltana Golem is only chayim mishemakel patish, not mishembona, because it's not osi lahachnas ulahotzi? Stuff against the Gemara later on. That's what the parenthesis, that's what the brackets at the end of the Taisa points out. Ayin lekaman kuf men vav amad aleph. That's, they don't ask akasha, but that's what they're worried about. A little strange. But it's not only Shver from the Gemara later on, that the Gemara seems to say Nekev Elul Shaltana Golem is Asi Lahachnas Ulahotzi. Tosfos themselves make the same point. Tosfos admits that it's Asi Lahachnas Ulahotzi. Where? Which Tosfos? The Tosfos later on in the next Sugya. The Gemara tries to bring different rayas to Rav and Shmuel. So one of the rayas is from the Mishnah, Toshma Hakodea Kol Shulchayev. Mishnah says that if you drill a hole, you chayiv. Chayiv. Mishum ma, what do you chayiv? Says the Gemara, Bishlam alirav mechzikim andachor churta libinyona. It looks like you're making a hole for a binyon. What is kodeach, by the way? What really is it? So Rashi says kodeach is not just making a nekev. Kol kodeach amanas lemalosu. You want to fill it in. You make a hole to fill in. If you want to fill it in, it's called kodeach. You're making a hole to be filled in. It's not to be filled in, then it's called a neked, like neked below Shaltana Golem. So kodeach koshu is chayv, you're making a hole to fill in the hole later. So the Mishnah says yechayv. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam al Rav, according to Rav, that neked is a binyan, says Rashi, Bishlam al Rav, do amar neked havi binyan. Hainami binyan hava. Kolshu, it's a binyan kolshu, so you should be chayv for that. Ba'av al-pi shiyim le'enu, rehol binyan shekodeach achor, even though you're going to fill it in, but the kodeach, the whole, accomplishes something for the binyan. So it's not a halachu moshmi sinai that Rav holds you only chayv for osinekev lul shotan agon because you're not filling it in. No, if it's moa le binyan, if it works for the binyan, that's called the binyan kol dehu, and that's enough to be chayv. Ela l'shmu, el lav gmar malachu. But Shmuel says, "Also, nekev lul shatana golem is not chayim shem bonus, chayim shem akev patish. The kalam be chayim shem akev patish. If it's the gemar malacha, if it's not the finishing touch. So if it's not the forget the finishing touch. If it's not the gemar malacha, you can't be chayim shem akev patish. It's not the gemar malacha. Kodeach, you're making the hole to do what? To do what? You're not just making the hole to leave it. You're making the hole to fill it in. See, as long as you haven't filled it in, it's not the gemar malacha. It's not finishing touches, and it's not a gemar malacha either. So how can Shmuel say chayim shem akev patish? And the stomach, kodeach kol shu is chayv, not mishem bonet, chayv mishem makev apatish. Hachav mayaskinu, debaz lebiram tzu de parzala, v'shav ki begavei. Complicated statement. Rashi explains, we're talking about a situation where you made the hole with a nail, you stuffed the nail into the hole, and you're leaving it there. V'haynu gemar malacha, that's the gemar malacha. Yes, it's kodeach. You want to fill up the hole, but you're not filling up the hole after making the hole. You're filling up the hole at the same time that you're making the hole. You bang a nail into the hole, and you leave the nail there. So that's a gemara malacha. So Shmuel can say that you're chayim makev patish. This is the gemara. Rashi explains very simply. Tosfos elaborates. He embellishes Rashi. He doesn't argue with Rashi. He embellishes Rashi. Bishlam alarav mechzi kiman dechor churto levinyona. Afal gab lo domi lo osenekev elul shotana golem, says Tosfos. Kodeach is not like osi nekev lul shatana golem. The hasim osi lahachnes ulahotzi. The nekev lul shatana golem is osi lahachnes ulahotzi, says Tosfos. That's a neker that's made to bring in and to take out. It's not like chodeach that you're making a hole and you're just going to put whatever you're putting in there. You're going to fill it in, and that's going to be the end of it. The Kol Mokom says Taisus mitam binyan koldu mechayev k'mo ma'al shufta bekufina demara u'mesates. Rav will say just like ma'al shufta bekufina demara, putting the peg in the handle of the hoe to keep the handle attached onto the base of the hoe, that's chayiv mishum bona. And misate is chiseling the stones, that's also chayiv mishum bona. So Rav will say that kodeh kol shuk also be chayiv mishum bona. Aye, but it's not like also neka berul shel tanagol metzasa lahaknas lahotzi. Azma says Taisus binyan koldu. Rav is mechayiv binyan koldu, meaning also nekev alul shotan agolam is chayiv, not because asiyas nekev is a binyan, right? Not because asiyas nekev is something special. Asiyas nekev is just an example. It's an example of bona kolshu, no different than manda ayl shufta begavina demaro mesates. It's all the same. So it's all just a binyan kolshu. So even if it's not asiyas lahachnas lahotzi, even if you make a nekev that's asiyas lahachnas to fill in, not lahachnas to bring something in. Right, it's osir lahachnas pshuta kamashmal. Right, you want to fill it up, and that's going to be the end of it. That can also be chayiv. You don't need dafka nekev shosir lahachnas ulahotzi to be chayiv shem binyan, because nekev shosir lahachnas ulahotzi is just an example of a binyan kosher that you're chayiv for. Just like the other cases, also rabbis mechayiv mishem bonus. So even if it's not osir lahachnas ulahotzi, you'll still be chayiv mishem binyan kosher. Ela l'shmuel the mishem binyan koldu lo mechayiv, but Shmuel says you're not chayiv for a binyan koldu. Am I chayiv? Ain't kan gemar malacha. Why should you be chayiv? There's no gemar malacha here. Shmuel is only going to be mechayiv mishum gemar malacha. He's going to be chayiv mishum makav patush. If there's a gemar malacha, there's no gemar malacha. There's nothing to be chayiv for. Just parenthetically, Shmuel's not mechayiv bebinyan kolshu. Shmuel's not mechayiv bebinyan kolshu. What's the problem with that? Mishnah says you chayiv bebinyan kolshu. What does that mean? It's not chayiv. So obviously it means that this is less than a kolshu. It's kosher who the kosher, right? Binyan kosher has to be something, some dover chashuv. Shmuel says this is not even a binyan kosher. That's not what the Mishnah was talking about. It's gerua from the binyan kosher of the Mishnah. The machlokas Rav and Shmuel is whether you're chayiv on azab binyan kosher. That's less than the binyan kosher of the Mishnah. Rav says this is what the Mishnah meant. It's included within the binyan kosher of the Mishnah. And Shmuel says no, this is not the binyan kosher of the Mishnah. The Gemara gave examples of the binyan kosher of the Mishnah. So Shmuel says this is not included. So that's why you only chay mishum makav patush, not mishum bona. It is somewhat interesting. The lashon of the Gemara, again, just parenthetically, the lashon of the Gemara is bishlam alirav mechzi keman dechar chorto levinyona. What does that sound like? Is this an issa deraisa or an issa derabbanan? Sounds like derabbanan mechzi. I was troubled with that. Clearly, Tosis assumes chayiv michayiv. Right? Mikomakom itam binyan koldu mechayiv. Taisus learns Rav that you'd be chayiv for this. It's an issa d'araisa and not an issa d'rabbana. I'm not sure what the lashon mechzi means. Mechzi keman b'chor chorta. It probably doesn't mean mechzi. It means it's similar. Dome. Not that it looks like it, but it's dome to a regular nekev. Just parenthetic. You have to notice just the lashon of the Gemara. What comes out of this Taisus, though? Taisus says beferish, black and white, that also neka belul shotan agolam is also lahachnas ulahotzi. The previous Dibra Maschel, he said according to Shmuel, it's not. But that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, is it also lahachnas ulahotzi or not? I don't get that impression from Taisus Bishlama. What's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, according to Taisus Amkuv Gimel? Machlokas is, are you chayiv for this kind of binyan kosher? Is this the binyan kosher that the Mishnah was talking about, or is it not the binyan kosher the Mishnah was talking about? That's what the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is according to Taisus. But there's some problem over here. Taisus and Kuf Gimel defines also nekev alul shotan agolam as a nekev she'osir lahachnas ulahotzi. It does bring in and take out. But yet Taisus on Kuf Beis Amit Beis explains Shmuel as saying that also nekev alul shotan agolam is not chay mishim bon, it's only chay mishim makev apatish, because it's not osir lahachnas ulahotzi. It's machnes avira, but it's not. It's motzi havla, right? It's motzi havla. It's taking out the hevel, but it's not asa lahachnes ulahotzi. What's going on over here? Taisus on Kuf Beis Amid Beis seems to be so. So the Gemara later on in Kuf Mevav, they write beferish that also neka belul shel tanagolam is asa lahachnes ulahotzi. Taisus themselves on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph admit to such. Right? They admit to that, that Osa Nekev Elusha Tanagolam is Osa Lahachnas Elahotzi. The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is whether Yechayah for a Binyan Koldehu. Is this called a Binyan Koldehu that the Mishnah says Yechayah for or not? So how do we understand our Tosfos? Our Tosfos, it says that Shmuel holds that Osa Nekev Elusha Tanagolam is not Chayim Mishim Bona because it's not Osa Lahachnas Elahotzi. So there's a major machlokas achronim how to understand this thesis. Machlokas Marsha and the Marshal. What does the Marsha say? Let's all turn to the Marsha. Let's see it inside. We don't do too many Marshas. Sometimes they're complicated. Very pshat oriented. The Marsha was the Gaon in pshat. But yeah, you have to learn with Marsha. The Marsha exists. And it adds so much to the understanding of the Lashon of Tosfos. Very important, the Marsha. What is the Marsha say? Lo choshev lahay pesach osir lahachnas ulahotzi. What does that mean? Ritzon Aloma says the Marsha, pshat and teisvis. Pshat and teisvis, the Marsha is saying. Ritzon Aloma mishum de beperek chavis ka'amar de lul shotanagolim ovid pischali uli avira vlafu gehavlam. The Marsha picks up on the Gemara in Kuv Mevam. Says, look, since the Gemara later on claims that the neck of Elul Shotan HaGolem is Ovid, Liuli Avira, V'lafuke Avla, to take an heir and to give forth the Hevel, to give out the Reyach, Ka'omar, as the Tosfos says, Ka'omar means Tosfos. Ka'omar, the Shmuel, Lo Choshev Le Lahai Pesach, Osi Lahachnes Ulohotzi, Upolig Asugi De Hasa. So, Dr. Marsha, the answer to the first Kasha is, the Gemara later on is not a Kasha, Shmuel argues. That's not a Mishnah, it's Rabbah. Rabbah is talking there. So Rabbah holds that the Nekev Elul Shotan HaGolem is Asur Lahachnas Ulahotzi. You'll be Chayiv Min HaTorah for making such a Pesach. The Shmuel argues. Shmuel says you're not Chayiv Mishum Bona for making such a Pesach. Chayiv Mishum Makav HaPatish because it's not Asur Lahachnas Ulahotzi. Not Asur Lahachnas Ulahotzi. Shmuel argues with Rabbah. Machlokas Amorayim, Machlokas HaSugya. Machlokas HaSugya, Machlokas Amorayim. Amorayim in different Sugyas. Rabba holds that Yechayev Min HaTorah for making the Nekev Elul Shotan HaGolem, it's Osir Lahachnas Ulahotzi. And Shmuel holds it's not Osir Lahachnas Ulahotzi. It's not Osir Lahachnas Ulahotzi. He argues with Rabba. Argues with Rabba. That's the Marsha. We're not finished yet, but that's the basic Lashon of the Marsha. Yeah, Shlomo.
If the Rabbanim were Gozer on that, then how can
according to Rabba. Point to Rabbah.
Point to Rabbah there goes? Yeah, yes. The universal, like,
no. Goes. Rabbah's making a statement.
Saying Rabbah.
Rabbah. You know what? Shmuel could admit that the Chachamim would be Gozer, but he wouldn't say Otu Lul Shotan HaGolem. Again, he would say Otu a Pesach that's Otu Lahachmas Elahotzi.
But is that this specific one?
He doesn't have to give an example of Nekev below Shotan HaGolem. That was Rabbah's example. So we said that it's a good example, Taka. Because the neck of Elul Shotan HaGolem is not Lahachnas Ulahotzi, the same thing, so it's really a good gzeira there. So according to Shmuel, it's not as good a gzeira. Okay, but it's still a good gzeira. It doesn't have to be perfect. So Shmuel will say they make a gzeira to a Pesach that's not Lahachnas Ulahotzi. That's the Marsha. Before we try to understand the Marsha a little bit, you know what, let's try to understand the Marsha right now. What is the Marsha saying? What, they're arguing in Metzias? Machlokas Rabbah and Shmuel, whether the Nekev Elul Shotan HaGolem is Osir Lahachnas Ulahotzi or not? Come on. Metzias? We don't like a Machlokas in Metzias. There's no purpose for that. Right? Machlokas in Metzias, so just give me the Metzias and then we'll talk about the principles. We're trying to figure out what the principles are. But so there's a Machlokas. Shmuel argues with Rabbah later on. He says the Nekev Elul Shotan HaGolem is not Osir Lahachnas Ulahotzi. So first of all, what kind of a strange machlokas is this? Machlokas Metzias? What's more, Taisa San Kuv Gimel, we just said, Taisa San Kuv Gimel writes that Osa Nekev Elul Shotan HaGolem is Osa Lahachnas Ulahotzi. And he doesn't say that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. He seems to say that according to everyone, even Shmuel. So what's the Marsha saying? Pshat and Taisa over here is that Shmuel holds the Nekev Elul Shotan HaGolem is not Osa Lahachnas Ulahotzi. Come on. How did you learn Marsha? How did you learn the Marsha? The Marsha is giving us a mechanism, but he didn't finish the job. We have to finish it ourselves. He's leaving us a makom to be misgadah here, right? Masha starts off by saying, don't be fooled. The Gemara Kuf Mevav Amid Aleph is not a halacha Moshe Misinai. It's a statement of Rabba. So Shmuel is free to argue with that statement of Rabba. But how is he disagreeing? Rabba holds that the neck of Elul Shatanagol is Asa Lahachnas Elahotzi, and Shmuel just disagrees with the Metzias? Is it Asa Lahachnas Elahotzi? Is it Asa Lahachnas Avira Ulahotzi Havla? Or not? What's the answer? What's the answer, Shlomo? Is it or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. So then what's the Marsha saying with that Shmuel?
Saying that perhaps Shmuel holds that Asa Lahachnas Elahotzi refers to something physical and not just air.
Okay, what you're alluding to is that Shmuel might hold that Asa Lahachnas Elahotzi al Pidin is something different than according to Rabba. I'm not sure how you're defining it, but you're coming to the first step, right? The Marsha is clearly understanding that it's not that Rabba and Shmuel are disagreeing as to whether the neck of Elul Shatanagolim is Asa Lahachnas Elahotzi. The Metzius Avada, it's Asa Lahachnas Elahotzi. It's Asa Lahachnas Avira. That's how Tosis is learning. Okay, we'll see. Maybe other Rishonim don't learn this way. But Tosis is assuming Asi Lahachnas Elahotzi. How do I know Tosis assumes the Metzias it is Asi Lahachnas Elahotzi? How do I know? Kuf Gimel. It's clear. Good. No. So Tosis holds that the neck of Elul Shatanagolim is Asi Lahachnas Elahotzi. All bad. But what? Tosis assumes that according to Shmuel, even though the Metzias it's Asi Lahachnas Elahotzi, it doesn't have a din of a Pesach that's Asir Lahachnas Umotzi. It's not enough just that physically it's Machnas Umotzi. There's a certain level of Machnas Umotzi that you have to get to be called a Pesach. To be Chayiv Min HaTorah for making such an opening, it's got to be a Pesach. Adov HaChoshuv. A Binyan Koldu, that's Choshuv. It has to be a Pesach. The Shmuel, according to the Mashah, Shmuel holds Avada, the neck of Elul Shatanagolim is Asir Lahachnas Umotzi, but it's not Asa lahachnas ulahotzi al pitin. It's not enough asa lahachnas ulahotzi. Now we'll call it a Pesach that you'll be chayiv mishambona for it. That's what Shmuel says. It's not asa lahachnas ulahotzi that it's called a Pesach. There's a difference between asa lahachnas ulahotzi b'metzius and asa lahachnas ulahotzi mitzar halocha. Gemara there is talking bein mitzad metzias, bein mitzad aloha. Rabbi says it really is asa lachnas ulahotzi, not only in metzias, but even in aloha. That's why you'll be chayiv for making it. Shmuel says, no, but metzias avad, it's asa lachnas ulahotzi. But I hold it's not even a binyan koldu, it's not a binyan choshev, it's not asa lachnas ulahotzi al pidin. It's not motzi and machnas enough, according to Shmuel. It's not motzi and machnas, it's machnas avira, it's motzi al, that's not enough. We'll have to understand why, but that's not enough. Because that's not enough. Al Pidin. Shmuel says even if it is Machlus Umotzi B'Metzius, Al Pidin, it's not called a Pesach, and that's why you're not going to be Chayim. That's the Mashor's Pshat, according to Shmuel, within Taisis. Yes?
The reason for discussing what's the Seer of the case of
So first we have to figure out what's happening over here. So Taisis says, look, it is Machlus Umotzi. That means that it is some kind of a binyan. But the question is that Machnas Umotzi enough to be Chayim Shembonin? And Taka, that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. It's very important to discuss the Metzias because according to Rav, that Metzias defines Halacha too. That Metzias of Machnas Umotzi is enough to say that it's also Machnas Ulahotzi Mitzad Halacha also. And Rav will say it's a Binyan Kosher and you'll be Chayim for that. So Shmuel argues, but what does he argue with? With the Metzias? No. With the translation of the Metzias into Halacha. That's the Marshal. What does the Marshal say? The Chacham Shlomo has a slightly different pshat. I think there's such a beautiful construct. Machlokas Marsha and the Marshal, but that's Tosfos. Because we have a kasha, and the two answers are really two ways of always answering questions. It's really fascinating. The first way to answer is to say, yes, there's another Gemara, but maybe there's a Machlokas and the Sugyas. The Amoraim don't agree, and they're arguing about a certain principle. The second pshat is that it's not a Machlokas a Sugyas, but there's a limit, but maybe you can split even within a particular halacha, even if Shmuel admits to the sugya later on, maybe Shmuel himself splits in the halacha. The first pshat, the Marsha, is that Shmuel denies the Gemara later on. Not the Metzias, but the halacha of the Gemara later on. The Marshal says, no, Shmuel agrees to the Gemara later on, not only mitzad Metzias, but even mitzad halacha. But he still is willing to make a chiluk. a chilek between makah bepatish and bona. What does the Marshal say? Dr. Chachma Shlomo. Aval pita lekamon perakavis aminan lehedja de osi gamken lehachnis ulohotzi. Neke belul shotanagol, the Gemara and Kukman Vav says, is osi lehachnis ulohotzi. And mind you, not only be mitzias, but even mitzad halacha. Not only mitzad mitzias, Rabbah says even mitzad halacha. So he could have answered, but Shmuel argues mitzad halacha, like the Marshal. The Marshal doesn't answer that. What does he say? Hayna mishum di'ilav hochi, v'havya pesach klal. It says it's osi lehachnis ulohotzi. If it's not osi lehachnis ulohotzi, there's no shein pesach bechlal. Avad it's osi lehachnis ulohotzi. Avol mikol makom eno osi lehachnis shoma kishar pesach, shiyehei shein bone olav. Zok the Marshal, what Shmuel holds is that even if it's osi lehachnis ulohotzi, not only mitzad metzias, but even mitzad halacha, it's osi lahachnes ulahotzi enough to be chayiv mishum maka bepatish. But it's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi enough kishar pesach to be chayiv mishum bona. Shame bona is not going to be chalonis. Shmuel holds the shame maka bepatish can be chal even if it's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi more than avira and havla. It's enough, makabah patish, it's a gemar melocha, you're doing something, accomplishing something, it's a tikkun. It's enough to be chai mishum makabah patish. But to be chai mishum bone, you need to make a pesel, that's also lahachnes ulahotzi, ad kedekach, but shem bone can be chal. Has to be more choshev, according to Shmuel. That's where he disagrees. Avada Shmuel holds that nekabalul shatana golem is also lahachnes ulahotzi. Like the Gemara Kuf Mem Vav, and like Taisus of Kuf Gimel, what Taisus on Kuf Beis and Beis meant to say is that Shmuel holds that to be chayev mishum bone, it's not enough lahachnes ulahotzi. It's also lahachnes ulahotzi enough to be chayev mishum makah bepatish. It's not also lahachnes ulahotzi enough to be chayev mishum bone. And so these are the two approaches. The Marshal learned Shmuel to be saying that it's also lahachnes ulahotzi b'metzias, but not mitzad halacha bichlal. It's not motzi. It's not machlis u'motzi mitzad halacha bichlal. Shmuel argues with that sugi later on. That's why you're not going to be chayim shabona. And the Marshal says no. Shmuel admits that even mitzad halacha it's also lahachnes ulahotzi, but only to be chayim shemaka bepatish. It's choshev enough. The hachnosa and the hotzah is choshev enough to be chayim shemaka bepatish. But it's not us lahachnas lahotzi enough to be chayim mishum boner, for the shem boner to be chal. Okay. We're not finished completely. We still have a couple of things to explain, but let me take questions first. Gary.
So the Marshal saying that boner has a bigger fetish than makah.
Boner requires more, right.
So would that accept the debate we had before, like Rambam and Rashi, based on what Rav holds, and just boner or boner makapadish?
In which case?
What?
Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, in which case?
I guess
all three.
Oh, yeah. Af
Mishum Bono. Okay. So he's saying, according to the Lechem Mishnah's Rambam, that for these three cases, you have Af Mishum Bono, both Bona and Maka Bepatish.
That would support his opinion.
But just one second, we're talking Shmuel now, we're not talking Rav. The Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam was within Rav, whether Rav holds Mishum Bono or even Mishum Bono. Both are only one, but we're talking Shmuel. Shmuel holds you're definitely not Chai Mishum Bono. Rav holds you're definitely Chai Mishum Bono. The question is if you're also Chai Mishum Makah Bepatish.
But this opinion of Shmuel is saying that Bono is a bigger fetish. So we're not able to apply to that?
Clearly Rav disagrees. Right? Rav says that you will be Chai Mishum Bono. So even if Bono is a bigger fetish, Rav says that it's included. The Nekev is enough also lahachas alotzi that you could be Chai Mishum Bono.
And Makah Bepatish, debate about whether Makah Patish is included.
Right, so what you're pointing out is that it could be, and maybe we'll get to this later, it could be that Rav actually argues on the other extreme of Shmuel. Maybe Rav holds that Makah Patish requires more, and Shmuel holds that Bona requires more. That's what you're alluding to, Gary, right? That could be. You're making it complicated, Gary, but maybe we'll have to make it complicated. We'll see. We'll see. When we get to the Rambam, maybe we'll have to make it complicated. Well, we're not going to make it complicated. We'll just explain it. Yes.
Isn't it more of a stabber to say the other way around, since Makah Patish is a Gemar Melacha?
Why? Makom HaPadash is a Gemara Malacha, but we know that you can be Chayim Mishum Makom HaPadash for like a Tikkun Mon if you fix something up. So you don't need a Binyan. Binyan is a Nuchal Oshem. Makom HaPadash, you don't have to have a Shem Binyan. Maybe it's enough. If I'm doing a Tikkun Chashev, I'm fixing something up. Making a Nekeb Elul Shel Tana Golem is a fix. Right? It is a Tikkun, so I could be Chayim Mishum Makom. I could hear such a Svar. I could be Chayim Mishum Makom HaPadash for that.
But then it wouldn't work according to the Meiri because the Malacha was not finished yet.
Okay, I'm making the lul. So what's the problem? I'm making the nekev lul. The lul is already finished, right? But I still need a hole. The chicks can't go into the lul unless you have the hole, because if not, they're going to die. So the lul really is the gemar malacha. Well, what's the problem? I'm not sure I see the problem with that. If you tell me that makom hapatish requires a greater tikkun, so even if it is a gemar malacha, you'll still be potter. But as long as you say that it doesn't require a greater tikkun, this is a gemar malacha, so you could be chayim mishum makom hapadash. The question is it choshev enough that the shem binyan is going to be chal on it? It's up to marshal. According to Shmuel, it's not choshev enough for the shem binyan to be chal. One more. Moshe Aaron.
Why can't we say that the marshal and marshal are saying the same thing? When he says, marshal says, probably a series of hustle, he's saying, he disagrees that you should be chayim for bone and make the chayim for makom hapadash.
Why would he say polygasuri the husband?
He's saying he just used the maskana to go in there, but he still agree that you still say that you're high.
The Gemara later on doesn't say Mishum Makom HaPadash, it just says Yechayiv. It says Mishum Makom HaPadash?
No, that's what I'm saying.
So what's the problem? I don't understand. If he doesn't argue with the sugya later on, so he says you're also high. So you're saying he could agree with the sugi later on that if you make the neck of a little shatana golem, Michai Mishum.
So he would say, he just argues, like we said to Marshall, he says, they're only chayav for makav apadish.
You're chayav for makav apadish, but you're not going to be chayav mishum bon.
And that's what I mean, there's a polygasy
in the house. Nishmuel lo choshev le lahai pesach osu lahachnes ulahotzi. The sugi later on says, For bonin. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It is a possibility. It's tikkun chosim in a sefer, right? The Marshal doesn't say anything about a chilek between bonin and makom hapadash. Chacham Shlomo says the magic words. So to explain the Marshal is saying that I hear, but the Marshal, if he's not mechali between makom hapadash and bonin, why should I be mechali? I'm going to put words into the Marshal's mouth. I don't know. I think it's a big chiddush to say. I think it's much simpler to say that the Marshal holds. That Shmuel holds, Shmuel claims it's not a Pesach Shosu Lahakmus Lahotzi Mitzad Adin. Again, Mitzad Metzias, I think it is, but Mitzad Halacha, it's not. Bein Lagabe Makom HaPadash, Bein Lagabe Bona. And Shmuel holds that you're not going to be, he argues with the Sugya later on. He says that it's not Osu Lahakmus Lahotzi, and that's why he claims that you're not going to be, you're not going to be Chayim Mishum Bona. Yeah, yeah.
He says, Shmuel here says
that
Elul is
going to
be
chayiv from Makom HaPadash. Oh, I wanted to be careful when I was saying that, not to give it away. Oh, Yair asks. Okay, Shmuel, we know Shmuel's mechali between Bona and Makom HaPadash, right? The sof pasuk of any beer that you're going to give is going to have to say that Shmuel holds to make in making the neck of Elul Shel Tana Golem, Yechayiv Mishum Makom HaPadash and not Mishum Bona. So if you learn like the Marshal, everything is gevaldik. Shmuel says that Osa Nekev Elusha Tanagolim is Nekev Ha'osa Lahaknus Ulahotzi Mitzad HaMetzius. Of course, everyone says that. And even Mitzad Halach, but only for Makom HaPadash. Not Mishum Bona. So the Sugya later on that says that Osa Nekev Elusha Tanagolim is Chai, that means Chai Mishum Makom HaPadash. Like Shmuel, it's Givaldik, he goes like Rabba. But Shmuel says it's not Osa Lahaknus Ulahotzi enough to be Chai of Mishum Bona. If you learn like the Marshah, the way I'm learning the Marshah, not Moshe Aaron's Marshah, but Konigsberg's Marshah, right? So what's going on over here? Shmuel holds that the Nekev Elul Shel Tana Golem, Mitzad HaMetzius, is Asa L'Achnas Elohotzi, but Mitzad Halacha, it's not Asa L'Achnas Elohotzi B'chol. It's not a Pesach. It's not Asa L'Achnas Elohotzi. So it's not Asa L'Achnas Elohotzi, and that's why you're not Chai Mishum Bonus, so why are you Chai Mishum Makom HaPadash? What that soy? So Noah answers, maybe what the Marshal is saying, B'dash Shmuel, is that for Makom HaPadash, you don't need Osir L'Hachnas U'Lahotzi. What Shmuel is saying is taka the neke below shotana golim is not osir lahachnas lahotzi mitzad halacha. It's not choshuv. It's not choshuv. And we still have to explain why is it not. What's missing from it? We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Take it slow. There's something missing. Everyone's going to say there's something missing. Right? There's something missing. The question is that significant? Rav says, not significant. It's still a binyan choshuv. Still a binyan koldehu. Right? Shmuel says, no. It's missing. It's missing. It's not going to work. Something is missing. But the question is, what's the nafkin mean? So according to the Marsha, Shmuel claims that it's not osir lahachnas lahotzi. So it's not osir lahachnas lahotzi mitzad adin, because something is missing, that's not enough to be chayim mishum b'onin, because it's not Pesach Choshev. But mishum makah b'patash, avadu you could still be chayiv. Avadu you could still be chayiv. You're chayiv even without it being osir lahachnas lahotzi. That's what the Marsha meant when he says, Pliga, Shmuel Poliga Sugya Dahasam. He's arguing with the Sugya Dahasam because the Sugya Dahasam says that it's Asir Lahachnas Lahotzi, and that's why you're Chayiv. And the assumption of the Marsha is that the Sugya later on is not talking bone, it's talking Makkah B'Patish. That's where Shmuel argues because he says you don't need Lahachnas Lahotzi for Makkah B'Patish. As long as it's some kind of a Tikkun Choshev, even if it's not Lahachnas Lahotzi, it's not Azach Choshev, it's not so Choshev, that's enough for Makkah B'Patish, but not for bone. That's the Marsha's pshat b'dash Shmuel. That the neke below shatana golem is not osir lahachnas lahotzi mitzad halacha. Mitzius, yeah, but not mitzad halacha. It's not choshev enough to be called osir lahachnas lahotzi mitzad halacha. But the question is, do you need osir lahachnas lahotzi? So Shmuel says, for makkah b'patish, no. That's why osir neke below shatana golem is chai mishum makkah b'patish. But mishum bona. Mishum bona, no. You need osir lahachnas lahotzi. You need a shem choshev. So Shmuel says that's why you're not going to be chayim mishum bona. What is missing? Keep on saying it's not osir lahachnas lahotzi mitzad adin. What is missing, Rebbeinu da'al makula? It's osir lahachnas lahotzi. You told me mitzad ametzias. It's machnas avir. It's motzi havla. What is the difference? What's missing here? Anyone? What's missing from this pesach? Yeah,
you can't be machnas and motzi the same other.
Okay, it can't be motzi and machnas the same dover. That could be a pshat. I don't even know if you need that pshat. You could say something even stronger. Who talks about this issue? The Ritva, right? Where's the Ritva? The Ritva on page 1. What does he say? The Im Toma, Afilu Haya Haneke B'Kelim, Kevin Shizetchila Sasiyaso, Ein Bazem Mishume Binim B'Kelim, L'Divrei HaKol. Even if some people hold that Ein Binyan B'Kelim, but Ein Binyan B'Kelim doesn't apply if it's also Kli Metchilaso. The Ritva is going like Tosis and the Ran. So he says, there should be Binyan. There should be Binyan over here. That's Pshat and Rav. Rav holds that also Nekev Lul Shotan Golim. There's Binyan B'Kelim. Or better yet, Manda Ayl Shufta B'Kufina Demara, that's a Kli, right? Manda Ayl Shufta B'Kufina Demara is a Kli. Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelim. Great. But even Shmuel should say that Yesh Binyan. Because he'd admit that if it's also Kli Metchilaso, there's Yesh Binyan. Right? Zok the Ritva, but Kol Shken L'Shmuel, leave that out for a moment. The Ritva is referring back to the previous piece where he said that even in Shmuel you can say Yesh Binyan B'Kelim. The Kol Shken Kishu Binyan B'Karka, he says. Manda Ayl Shufta B'Kufina Demara, that's a Kli. But Osa Neka B'Lul Shotana Golem, that's B'Karka, it's Mechob L'Karka. You got the chicken coop that's attached to the ground. So there are vada you should say Yesh Binyan. Why would Shmuel say that you're not Chayim Mishum Bona? It's basically Taisus Kasha. Ritva is the same Kasha as Taisus. Osu Neka B'lul Shatana Golem is Dach Binyan B'Karka. What could be the Shaila? He even should hold Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, but forget about Kalim. Just let's talk about Karka. Yishlom Azok the Ritva, ki mikol makom nekev ki hai gavna de la'avira ba'alma ovid, ve'eno elo kol shu l'choshiv le'le Shmuel Binyan. Shmuel holds that this kind of a nekev, that's lavira ba'alma oven. It's for avira, a little avira left. It's only a kosher, it's a small nekev. This is a nekev of binyan. What kind of a nekev do you have for binyan? A nekev that you could put a window in, right? Anderson windows. I don't know what you have over there. Right? You gotta put a significant, a little kleinele. A little kleina chor, a little nekev, that's not chosha to be called opinions of the Ritva. That's the pshat in Shmuel. Avadetz osu lahachnes ulahotzi. But it's not osu lahachnes ulahotzi dvarim gedolim. Not just that it's not osu lahachnes ulahotzi the same thing. It's not osu lahachnes ulahotzi dvarim gedolim. I could have said, even if it's not osu lahachnes ulahotzi the same thing, so osu lahachnes ulahotzi, that's not chosha, it's machnes, it's motzi, well, like, what's the problem? But it's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi dvarim gedolim, like a normal binyan. We don't make little holes in the house. That's not the normal, it's not the norm. Dr. Itva, that's what Shmuel means. That even if the nekev ulosho tanagolim is osi lahachnes ulahotzi b'metzias, but it's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha enough to be chayav mishum bona. This Ritva can help both the Marsha and the Marshal. Shmuel will hold that the nekev ulosho tanagolim is not osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha. It's not osi lahotzi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha. That's what Taisus on Daf Kuvbeis and Beis is saying. It's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha. It's osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad hametzias, but not mitzad halacha. But the question is, what does that mean? It's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha. As we're explaining, it means because it's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi devarim gedolim. Marshal and the marshal have a machlokes. So what's the nafkamina? The Marsha says that according to Shmuel, it's not osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha bichlal. That's why Shmuel holds you're not chayav mishum bona. Why are you chayav mishum makom patash? According to the Marsha, it's because Shmuel holds you don't need osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha to be chayav mishum makom patash. Makom patash doesn't require osi lahachnes ulahotzi. That's the Marsha's pshat b'dash Shmuel. And the Marsha says, no. No. Right? Of course you need osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha to be chayav mishum makom patash. What Shmuel is saying is that it is osi lahachnes ulahotzi. The neck of ulosho tanagolim is osi lahachnes ulahotzi. It is osi lahachnes ulahotzi. So why are you not chayav mishum bona? Because it's not enough osi lahachnes ulahotzi for bona. But it is osi lahachnes ulahotzi for makom patash. So that's the machlokas, the Marsha and the Marshal b'dash Shmuel. Do you need osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha to be chayav mishum makom patash? Nafkamina, let's say it's mamish, not osi lahachnes ulahotzi. It's only lahachnes. It's you make a hole, that's lahachnes. You don't want to be motzi anything. You want to put in. Put in, and that's it. To keep it there forever. You're not going to use. You're putting it in. You're putting in the hole. Let's say it's a hole that you put things in, and then you take it out through the front door. You don't take it out through the hole. You're only putting things in. Could you be chayav mishum makom patash for such a hole? According to the Marsha b'dash Shmuel, of course, what's the problem? Makom patash doesn't require osi lahachnes ulahotzi. But according to the Marsha, it doesn't make any sense. You can't be chayav mishum makom patash. Whether you're chayav mishum binyan or not depends on the size of the hole. But if it's a hole that you can't be chayav mishum binyan, according to the Marsha, you're not going to be chayav mishum makom patash either. It's only osi lahachnes. But according to the Marsha, who cares that it's only osi lahachnes? Shmuel holds that you don't need osi lahachnes ulahotzi to be chayav mishum makom patash. You only need osi lahachnes ulahotzi to be chayav mishum bona. And osa nekev ulul shotan agolim is not osi lahachnes ulahotzi enough to be called osi lahachnes ulahotzi mitzad halacha. Okay? Questions? Shlomo.
The Ritva uses the lashon of inu el kolshu, and like the whole Mishnah is talking about a kolshu.
Right, but as Taisa says, that's the whole machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Of course, the Mishnah says bona kolshu is chayv. The question is this: does this fall under the rubric of bona kolshu, or is it like kolshu the kolshu? It's so little that it's not enough.
If the Ritva would have said like garu kolshu or kolshu she kolshu, but it uses the lashon of kolshu, which is the same lashon the Mishnah uses.
Right, but if you're going to learn the Ritva the way you're reading it, so then the Ritva himself is shver. He's against the Mishnah. So I'd rather not read it that way, because if not, then we're left with a serious problem. So I think even though the Ritva is saying that, that's not what he means. I mean, look, Taisus also said binyan kolshu. Right? Taisus also said binyan kolshu. Right? What's the lashon of Taisus? Uncle Gimel? Ela l'shmol d'mishum binyan kol d'hu lo mechayev. Oh, yeah? The Mishnah says bona kol shu chayiv. What? Taisus means the binyan kol dehu of these three cases of osinek of ulshu tanagolim and nayel shu for the gavina demar and the sad. This type of binyan kol dehu, which is That's the question. Is this enough to be called a binyan called with a mishnah? Is it too little to be called a binyan called with a mishnah? That's what the, what Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing about. Daniel.
So the Ritva asks. So the Ritva's question is, how could...
Same kash as Tosis.
Same kash as Tosis.
I could have put the Ritva in with Tosis, and then, you know, I wouldn't have been able to develop.
Right.
But the point is, you wouldn't have heard the Marsha and the Marshal.
Right.
It would have been difficult for me to try to explain what the Marsha and the Marshal are saying. But now that we have the Marsha and the Marshal, we realize that the Ritva is just helping the Marsha and the Marshal just to finish the job. What's missing over here? So... What's the mark of a patish? Exactly, he's just mark of a patish in the sugya. Very good.
Right. So the Ritva's answer is that it wouldn't be derech binyan just to go around making holes, even though it's mechuber the karka. Isn't that against
small
the third
holes.
Raya of the Gemara?
Against which raya?
Against the raya for binyan kolshu, that we are sheyeshul nekev the verosoga the somasa the kavasa gavi mishkan shekain kerish and nafla bodana, the third raya in the Gemara.
You're saying, why is this worse? According to Shmuel, why is that case worse?
It's exactly the case. Of
Mamish the case. You're making a neked. Yesh lo neked b'virasu
v'sotma.
Can
you based on size?
This is a tiny pronoun size. This is a small...
That's not asiyas neked. What is that case? Is that a case of asiyas neked or stimas neked? Stimas neked. Stimas neked is much more important than asiyas neked. If you have a hole in your pipe, you will be getting that plumber very quickly. Right? So stimas neked might be more important than asiyas neked. Maybe asiyas neked is not as choshev. Asiyas neked, a little hole to put a little avir into it, so small, maybe that's not as choshev. But a hole in the bira, right? If it's 19 degrees outside, you're going to feel it. So maybe the stimas neked might be more, and that's called a binyan koldu. That's enough of a binyan choshev that it'll be included within the binyan koldu of the Mishnah to be chayav. Okay. This is all Tosfos. What does the Rambam hold? Let's move to the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? The parallel is there is theories in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud. Halacha Yudalid. Rambam writes, Ha'osa nekev kol shebulul shel tanagolim kedei sheikonis lahen ha'ora. Ha'ora? This is a new concept. I didn't see this in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about avir. The Rambam must have interpreted avir means that. It doesn't mean wind. It doesn't mean air. It means light. It means different things. Not just avir. Not just what we call wind. It means ora too. Stop. So says the Rambam, Osa nekev kol shebulusha tanagolim kdei shikonis lehna orra chai mishimbona. Mishimbona. Who does he paskin like? Raf. Good. Perek chav gimel alocha aleph. The Rambam writes as follows. Osa nekev shehu osu lahachnes ulahotzi gyo nekev shebulul hatanagolim shehu osu lahachnes ha'ora. Again, ha'ora ulahotzi ha'hevel. Arez l'chai mishimaka bepatish. Pilei ploim. The Rambam stum a neke belul shot tanagolim in both places. One place he paskins like Rav, and one place he paskins like Shmuel. One place he says yichaim mishum bone, and the other place he says yichaim mishum makab apadish. What's going on with the Rambam? He can't get it straight. It's pilei ploim against the Rambam. This is the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. Kesem Mishnah already was sensitive to the fact that the Rambam seems to contradict himself. Kesem Mishnah perek yud. How can the Rambam say in one place that yichaim Mishum Bona, and in the other place he says Mishum Makeb Patish. Yeah. Kosav Harava Magid Shaposa Kirav Yeshlid Moshe Lekaman Besama Kosav Osenekeb and Beit Ben Bebinyan Areza told us Makeb Patish. First he quotes Halacha Tezayin, and Halacha Tezayin right here. You don't have to jump to Chav Gimel. Halacha Tezayin, he says the same thing. Ha'osa nekev kol shuv ben be'etz, ben be'mateches, ben be'binyan, ben be'kelim. Harizah told us makev patish v'chayev. Okay, he doesn't say the magic words, nekev belul shel tarnagolim. You know, he doesn't, okay. But to say it's the zel bazach. U'bereish perek chav gimel, kosav, ha'osa nekev shu osu l'ach nesoru l'hotzi ha'hevel. Harizah chayev, shu makev patish, kezim mishnah is, doch astir in the realm. What's the simple answer to the kezim mishnah's kasha? What's the simple answer? Lechem mishnah, exactly. Lechem mishnah. The old, pull out the Lechem Mishnah, relief pitcher. Pull out the lechem. We're almost there, right? It's still a little cold outside. I pull out the old lechem mishnah, right? Lechem mishnah says, how did the rabbi pass it? Pass like rabbi like Shmuel. Paskin? No. Paskin's like Rav, but Rav holds both. Paskin's like Rav, but Rav holds Af Mishum Bonin. Af Mishum Bonin, so everything is Gevaldik. The Ramam can Paskin in one place Mishum Bonin, the other place Mishum Makapad. It's a little bit strange. He doesn't say Chayiv Shtayim. Like he wants us to make sure that we read the whole Mishnah Torah. So he holds it for the end to make sure that, you know, we're going to get through everything, because it's a little strange, a little muddled. It's strange that he doesn't say it all together. But maybe the pshat is that in Halacha Yudal he's talking about Bona. So that's why he says Yechai Mishem Bona. Then later he talks about Maka Bepatish. Right? Tezayin, he says, HaMaka Bepatish HaKoa Achas Chayiv. So in Halacha Yudal he's still talking about Melechas Bona. Then he moves to Maka Bepatish. So it's not so crazy. The Rambam doesn't have to say all of the Chiyuvim for a particular mice in one place. He puts all the Chiyuvim of one Melacha there. So he'll point out whenever he gets to the particular malacha whether that mice is included in that malacha. Okay, it's not the greatest, but you could work with it. That's what the Lechem Mishnah suggests. Now, of course, there's a big assumption in the Lechem Mishnah. It's not an assumption in the Rambam, it's an assumption in the Gemara. So that Rav holds Af Mishimbona. It's a big assumption. Alright, if Rav doesn't hold Af Mishimbona, then what's going on? We're back to square one. Rav holds Dafka Mishimbona, then why is the Rambam paskening like both of them? So the Sefer HaKovetz, quoted in the Sefer Likutim, in the back of the Rambam, he has a totally different shot in the Gemara, according to the Rambam. Totally different. Related to what we said, but totally different. What does the Sefer HaKovetz say? I think this is the second Sefer HaKovetz that we've had this year. Page 2. יש חילוק עם הנקב גודל שעושה גם כן להוציא הבל, גם שמואל מודד לחיים משמבונה. The נקב is big enough that it also is מוציא הבל, then שמואל admits that יחיים משמבונה. מה שאין כן בנקב קוטן שאין עושה רק להכנס אוויר. The נקב קוטן that's only להכנס אוויר, אבל אינו גודל כל כך שיוכל להוציא הבל, different. משמחי סבר שמואל שאין חיים משמבונה. Shmuel will hold that if it's a nekev that's osay lahachnis ulahotzi, it's big enough that it's osay lahotzi hevel in addition to being machnis avir, so then you'll be chayim mishimbonah. But if it's too small, it's only osay lahachnis, apparently it's much easier to be machnis avir, much easier to be machnis ora. Just a pinhole can produce light. But maybe to take out the hevel, you need a bigger hole. It's not a good exhaust if it's only a small hole. So Shmuel says that if the hole is small enough that it can only be machnes but not motzi, then you can't be chayim mishum bona. But you'll still be chayim mishum makev patish. Uvazayin stira b'divrei rabbeinu says the Kovetz, according to this understanding, and he quotes from a sefer. He says there's a perish on the Rambam. There's no steer in the Rambam. If Shmuel holds that you're only going to be chayev mishambone if the nekev is big enough to be machmes umotzi, but if the nekev is small, it's too small to be machmes umotzi, it's osi lahachmes, but not lahotzi, it's osi lahachmes avira, but not to be motzi hevel, so then the steer in the Rambam falls away. What's the Kovetz say? How does the Kovetz understand the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? What are they talking about? What's the case that they're talking about? What kind of nekev? Is it machnes? Is it motzi? Is it both? Is it neither? What's the nekev?
When? One that's only machnes.
One that's only machnes. Right? Look at how the Kovetz explains Shmuel. Shmuel holds osa nekev alul shaltanagol mischayim shemakev apatish. Why? Because it's only machnes avir. That's what he says. If it's only machnes avir, then you'll be chayav mishum makav patish. If it's machnes umotzi, you'll be chayav mishum bone. Hakemar says that Shmuel holds you chayav mishum makav patish. Clearly, he assumes that osa nekev belul shatan golem is only osa lahachnes, not lahotzi. Just look at the Kovetz. That's how he's understanding Shmuel. So the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, according to the Kovetz, is talking about a nekev that's only osa lahachnes. Wow. What does that fly in the face of? What does that fly? What? The Gemara, Noah. Gemara Kuf Mem Vav. Gemara says it's also Achnas Velotzi, right? Well, right. What? Oh, so the Marsha already started us off. Shmuel can argue with that Gemara, but not the way the Marsha was taught. Right, the Marshal still understood that the Nekeb Elul Shataragolim B'Metzius is really Machnes U'Motzi. Question is, Mitzad HaLocha, instead of a din of us at Achnes Lotzi, for Bona Machmavatish, right? Back and forth about, does it have a din of Machnes U'Motzi? The Sefer HaKovetz is learning the Sugya totally did. A new pshat in Rambam. We're used to having a new pshat in Rambam, right? B'chayim, it's a briskirama, a new mahalach in the sugya. That our lul, our nekev b'lul shel tanagolim is not the nekev b'lul shel tanagolim on Kuf Mem Vav. It's not. It almost seems like it's not the same even b'metzias. Now, we haven't said this yet because Tosfos wrote b'feirish on Kuf Gimel that it is osur lachnas or lahotzi. So, the metzias, we couldn't change the metzias. The Rambam is not saying that there can't be a Nekev Elul Shel Tanagolim Atzos Lachnas Lahotzi. The Rambam is just saying that the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not talking about a Nekev Elul Shel Tanagolim Atzos Lachnas Lahotzi. That's the Gemara Kuf Mem Vav. And everyone would say that you'll be chai for such a Nekev. Mishum Bona, even. Not Mishum Makeb Apadish, Mishum Bona. Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing about a different Nekev. They're disagreeing about a Nekev that's only Osi Lahachnas, not Lahotzi. It's Osi Lahachnas. And Shmuel says, for such a nekev, that's only Asi Lahachnis, you're not going to be Chai Mishum Bona. That nekev is not choshev enough to be Chai Mishum Bona. That's not enough to be called a tikkun kol, a binyan kol dehu. Because only Asi Lahachnis. It's only Asi Lahachnis. And Rav disagrees. Rav says, no, it's moel a binyan, it's needed, it's accomplishing something. It's like Osineka Bibirasa, Bisosin Birasa, right? It's enough according to Rav. But what emerges from the Koivitz Pshat and the Rambam is that the Rambam is learning the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel to be talking about a totally different Neke, the Kuf Mem Vav. It's only Osli Lahachnis. It's only Osli Lahachnis. And that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it could be Chaim Mishum Bona. Whether it could be Chaim Mishum Bona for such a hope. Rav says you can be Chayav Mishum Bona because it's Moel Abinyan. It's accomplishing something. And Shmuel says you can't be Chayav Mishum Bona. Can't be Chayav Mishum Bona for that. Okay? But Shmuel says you can be Chayav Mishum Makeb HaPatish. Interesting. You can be Chayav Mishum Makeb HaPatish for this. According to Shmuel. Because the Kavonas HaGavra is to make this kind of hole, you treat it as a Gemar Malacha. So for you, you'll be Chayim Mishum Makeb HaPatish. Shmuel apparently understands that Makeb HaPatish is somewhat of a subjective malacha. If for you it's enough, that's all you want from it, then you'll be Chayim Mishum Makeb HaPatish. But you're not going to be Chayim Mishum Bona, because somehow according to Shmuel, Bona requires more. But we've seen already that Bona requires more. That's not such a pella. The Chiddush, according to the Kovitz, is Pshat and the Rambam, is what's the more? What's missing over here? What's missing here is that the Nekev itself is only Osei Lahachnis. It's not Osei Lafukehabel. It's too small. So it's only interesting. What is the Gemara? How does the Gemara explain the Nekev on Kuf Beis? The Avdei, le what? Le Avira. It's a good deal in the Kovitz, right? Avde la'avira, la'achnes, doesn't mention anything about lahotzi. Rashi puts in lahotzi havla. Rashi pulled the wool over your eyes, Shabbat. He fooled you. But the Kovitz will say, the Rambam never learned like that. The Rambam understands this nekev is la'achnes, not lahotzi. And that's good for why Shmuel holds that you're not going to be Chaim Mishum Bona. You're only going to be Chaim Mishum Makeb HaPatish. Moshar.
They said at the end that it just explains the steer on the Rambam.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because the Rambam in... again, what does the Rambam say? No, because the Rambam... Because the Rambam passed is like Rav. Okay. The Rambam passed is like Rav. Take it slow. The Rambam Paskin is like Rav. So the Rambam would say that if you make a nekev a lulshir tanagol and it's only lahachnis, what are you chayef for? I didn't know if I was gonna, if I was gonna finish the job and tie all the loose ends, because I was afraid I was gonna confuse someone. But now we have to tie because you asked the question. It's your fault. Apparently, according to the Rambam, what you have to say is that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is a double machlokas, both in Bona and in Makabat Tavish. Shmuel holds that if you make a neka that's only osila hachnis, we can't be chayish in Bona. Come on. That's not even a binyan koldu. That's not for binyan. You need a double choshev. But mishum makabat patish, you can be chayav. What's the problem? What's the problem? For makabat patish, we follow kavonas agavra. And if that's the gemar malacha for you, you can be chayav. And Rav says punkt fakert. Rav says that osa nekev below shotana golim. Again, this is not the lechem mishnah, right? So we're assuming Rav holds you're only chayav mishum bonin, not mishum makabat patish, right? Clear? So Rav says pung fakert. He says if you make the neck of a lulshir tanagolim only lahachnis, if it's only lahachnis, so Rav says b'chay mishum bona. Of course, it's moel lebinyan. You accomplish something. Why shouldn't you b'chay mishum bona? Rav learns that makab apatish is more chamer. The Rambam understood that Rav holds makab apatish is more chamer. How? Kavona sagavra is not enough. If normally this cheftza has a nekev that's osir lahachnas or lahotzi. If normally the usage of the chetzah, the usage of the lulshot tanagolim is such that you'll put a nekev in that's both lahachnas or lahotzi, to be machnas the aver, to be motzi havla, Rav says you can't be chay mishum makabat patish. We don't follow your kavon. Shmuel will say makabat patish is a subjective malacha. If that's your gemar malacha, you can be chay for that. But Rav will say no, it's objective. If the tikkun hachetzah, if the normal tikkun hagomer haro'i la'osa cheftza, the normal tikkun that this cheftza normally gets, is l'hachnas u'lahotzi. So until you have the normal tikkun in the cheftza, you're not going to be chayiv. So that would explain the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you make it l'hachnas u'lahotzi, then you could be chayiv shemakev patish. Because then you've done the tikkun in the cheftza that's normal for that cheftza. Well, that goes back to the old issue, right? If you assume that the Rambam claims that you can't be chayiv shtayim, so then you're not going to be chayiv shtayim. It's not going to be an addition. It's not going to be an addition to the bonus. He's saying, why shouldn't you be chayiv mishum bona? But if you make a nekev that's only lahachnis, so then the Rambam paskins like Rav, he assumes that you're only going to be chayiv mishum bona, because for bona, a tikkun kold, as long as it's mo labinyan, that's enough. What comes out of the Kovitz's interpretation of the Rambam is that Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing from one extreme to the other. But the key is, this is what I want you to get. The key, I want you to get the whole thing. But the key is that according to the Kovitz's pshat in the Rambam, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is talking about a different kind of nekev. Taisus says we're talking about a nekev that's also lahachnas or lahotzi. B'mitzis. The problem is, it might not be also lahachnas or lahotzi mitzar halacha, as the Ritva explains. It's not also lahachnas or lahotzi dvarim gedolim. So that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says that because it's not osir lahachnas ulahotzi dvarim gedolim, it's not called osir lahachnas ulahotzi mitzad halacha. There's something missing. So either it's not called osir lahachnas ulahotzi to be mechayev mishum bona, as the Marshal says, or it's not called osir lahachnas ulahotzi bichlal. But for makabat patish, you don't need osir lahachnas ulahotzi to be chayev. That's all Tosfos. The Rambam, according to the Kovitz, not the Lechem Mishnah, has a different pshat. Rambam assumes the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is talking about a nekev a lulshir tanagolim that's only osir lahachnis. It's only osir lahachnis. And Rav and Shmuel argue, if it's only osir lahachnis, what are you going to be chayiv for? Rav says, dafke bona. It's more labinian, it accomplishes something, it can be chayiv mishum bona. But makabat patish, it's not roi for the cheftza. It's not roi for the cheftza. You can't be chayiv mishum makabat patish. And Shmuel says, pong faker. He says, mishum bona. Bona is more chashuv. It has to be a binyan choshev. You have to make a nekev lahachnas ulahotzi to be chayav mishum bona. Shemakev apatish, that's okay. As long as you, the gavra, you want to finish it this way, it's a subjective malacha. Kavanas agavra will determine that you can be chayav mishum apatish. Okay, so this is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, according to the Rambam, the way that the Kovitz understood it. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief thought from the parsha.